from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Let's talk to our buddy Rick and Easton. What up, buddy?
Welcome to Philadelphia Sports. Our baseball team needs a team of psychiatrists, and our football head coach and quarterback need a marriage counselor.
Yeah.
Amazing, isn't it? Anyway, I wanted to share with you the differences and the similarities between this Phillies team and last year's Eagles meltdown. As far as the way the season was going last year, we all talked about, when is this team going to have a loss that they deserve? Because it was never about style points. It was never about, you know, how they looked. They are going to find a way to lose because they just aren't clicking on all cylinders. This Phillies team, I expected them to win when they were down by 3 runs, even as late as the 8th inning. That's completely turned around to now you're almost expecting them to lose when they're up 3 runs earlier, late in the game. And this team goes streaky. When they go streaky, this is a very streaky team. They're like almost like Hoskins. When this team gets streaky bad, they really go bad.
Yeah.
And when they go bad in the playoffs, it's going to be a short postseason. And listen, I try to be positive, Seltz. You know that.
Yeah, I do.
But it's almost hard. Earlier in the season, I said, God, they're getting Suarez and they're giving you know Ranger too many innings, even though you can't take them out when they're winning by the 7th inning. They never pitched this long. And everybody's saying, even my own kids, stop being so negative. Stop being so negative. But now, I don't know how they're going to climb out of this, even if they do, when they don't hit 2 to 3 home runs. We've talked about this, Celts. When they don't hit 2 to 3 home runs in the postseason, this core team, the last 2 years, they didn't win those postseason games.
No,
and that's a problem.
I trust me, I get your point. I mean, you could also flip it around and say, you know, if they're hot at the right time, they could cruise. You know, like the Rangers got hot at the right time last year, and you know what they didn't stop doing? They didn't stop hitting home runs. They hit home runs through the World Series, and they won the World Series because they hit a ton of home runs. I'm just saying that it's possible. I'm saying that I'm not saying I like that. I'm saying that it is certainly possible that the Phillies get hot at the right time. I think the key, like what we as Phillies fans need is we need the pitching to right itself, because we know what this offense is. We know that they're going to be streaky. We know that there are going to be nights where they're you know, a 10-run offense, and there are nights where they go cold. Like the pitching is what I think, for most of us, gave us real hope that this year would be different, you know, both as a special season and ending the right way, was because, like, if we got that staff and that bullpen, like, you know, we can win no matter what.
The bullpen is
So I think, Rick, for me, it's like the offense is what it is, kind of. Like, I think that the real issue is, can the pitching get to where they were?
Oh, no, and it's amazing that all three areas at the same time, the hitting, the bullpen, and the starters, they all go south at the same time. Yeah. It's just not one area. It's all three. And before I get to my answer, I grew up with the St. Louis Cardinals and the Detroit Tigers in the 60s. And when you saw the Big Red Machine and you saw the Oakland A's dynasties, they were up by 30 games sometimes over 500, but they never or very rarely had these types of implosions when they start out that hot. It just doesn't usually happen, but it's happened with this team. And I hate to say, I almost saw it coming, and I hope I'm wrong.
And
here's my answer, my friend.
Yeah.
Does it have to be a Philadelphia?
No. It could be anything.
Oh, it's the ultimate upset in all of sports history when those kids from the USA Olympic team in 1980 beat that Russian team.
It's a great answer. It was already said. It was already said.
How about when the Dodgers beat the A's?
Yeah, 88.
Kaiser and Gibson.
Sure, great answer. The Gibson homer, obviously. Oral was unbelievable that year. Steve Sachs,
Cherry Hill, right?
Yeah. That was a good upset.
Steve Sachs was my financial planner.
You mentioned that. I forgot about that. That's so funny. That's so weird. Yeah, he had a good career after that. It seems like was a good baseball player, all star. Steve Sachs. Look, I get Rick's concern, and I think that, you know, the way that this team has played, I think there's a lot of people right now feeling like Rick, feeling like I don't want people to where Rick was, to like kind of just losing all their hope in this team, because I think that would be foolish. Like, this team has gone on runs. They've shown us that they can kind of flip it like that and head into the playoffs and be the best team in October until they run into a Astros pitching staff. But, you know, we've seen them flip the switch, but you know, I like them to flip it. Well, yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah.
It's like a dimmer. How about like half dimmer, half dimmed up?
Give me something. Partway. I'll take what I can get right now. Let's talk to our buddy Mike in Delran. What up, Mike?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, I can tell you what I can tell you that how I knew I didn't expect to hear an Adam Bona call this morning, because when you called him Alex, I didn't flinch.
I mean, four-letter words starting with an A, not too bad, right? I could have gone way far off. And it's funny, Mike, as I said it too, I'm like, I could just say Bona, but I'm like, I'm pretty confident it's Alex. Mm-hmm. I feel decent about it being Alex, and then immediately.
I believe you.
You got to say it with confidence.
It's a tricky one. It's A-D-E-M.
Oh, so it's Adem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really tricky.
Okay. That's weird. Yeah. I wanted to talk about Howie. Like, he can do a way better job of making Sirianni not look like such a fool.
I think you're right about that, Mike. I agree. They've set him up a lot. Yeah, you know, the what'd you call it before, a pain sponge or whatever it was called. Like, it does feel like sometimes they like, it's like, maybe give him a better excuse before you roll him out there.
I feel like they tried to do that with Doug Peterson, but then he won a Super Bowl so quick, and it was like, all right, well, you're just out of here. Yeah. I can't do this to you. You know, like, it's just like, I heard two callers today give better examples or excuses than what Sirianni gave for why those guys.
Yeah, we had. You're right. Like, we had back to back callers be like, I would have said this. I'm like, that's better. Yeah,
that was,
I would have said
without
this.
A doubt,
that's better.
Better.
Yeah, no doubt.
Unbelievable.
But what does that say? What does that say? Like, we should be concerned, right?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
About that part,
I don't know.
Look, I love our callers.
Your
we
mileage
are
varies on that.
Minded people talking football, and we pay attention.
We've seen them have a lot of success with Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie calling the shots. So, like, it's one of those things where historically you want your head coach to be making these calls and be able to whatever. But like, you know, the Eagles have it set up a certain way where Howie and Jeffrey are the most important people in the organization, and you know, it's worked more often than not, so I can't get too upset about it, but I get your point.
But we all know that, so why are you going out of your way to set Sirianni
exactly.
to fall on the sword before the season even starts?
Mike, I'm with you. I'm very with you on that.
Joel Embiid, real quick. This is the first time I've watched him play in big games where he didn't have the pressure of having to be the best. And, like, he went out and balled.
It's a great point.
Like, you know what I mean? I feel like this season might be a little easier with Paul George and like the whole, you know, Max. I don't know. I was really excited to see what I saw. But the expectations, this expectation's not just one person. And I don't know if it was said, but the 2017-2018 Eagles exceeded all expectations.
So, yeah. So we had Nick Foles from that year said, so it kind of takes it off the board. It is a great answer, though.
All right. Well, in that case, I have no idea. Anyway,
go Birds! Mike, good call, buddy. Yeah. Definitely that team certainly exceeded expectations without a doubt. Say. Yeah, that's for sure. 215-592-9494.
So I saw Jordan Love's performance in the preseason.
So like 3 for 3 for 65 yards, or it was 2 for 2?
Two for two, 63 yards, touchdown to Dontavian Wicks. It was a beautiful throw and a beautiful, just very simple go route, just touch. Landed it right in the breadbasket. It's not much. That's not much. But now he's got a live action couple plays under his belt where he's felt the pressure of guys who are breathing down his neck and want to hurt him.
Just two.
I know it's just two. But the timing and everything else that comes with getting a call from the press box all the way down through the coaching staff on the sideline to the quarterback and the rest of the players in time. Like that process, it does matter. We haven't done it with this group yet. I would have liked to have seen the starters get a series or two.
It reminded me, and this is what Green Bay Packers fans could be thinking down the road. John, was it 2004? The 80-yard in preseason.
Yeah, against the
and
Giants.
People got like so, you know, and it just, oh, and that amazing. Wound up being... To me, that was just that. That's all he needed. Yep, he's got a good. Get him out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? No, it definitely similar in that way. And
that was a springboard to a wonderful
it
season.
Was. It
we,
was.
It generated so much energy for our team. We knew how we knew better the way we matched up, even though it was just for a couple plays. Really, like that was maybe 13 plays. The starting offense was in that game, and Terrell might have been in for I don't know 9 of them. But he made such an impact, and it carried through.
Look, I think the Packers are going to be good. So.
They are going to be good, by the way.
I think the Packers and the Lions, like I think Eagles certainly have a chance. But if I had to pick a team to go to the Super Bowl right now, I think it's the Packers and the Lions. Whoever wins that division, I think is going to the Super Bowl. I think they're the two teams.
The Packers, you have to see what they have defensively.
Of course, I think they're legit. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to our buddy Chuck in Cherry Hill. Chuck, hey.
Hey, good morning, crew. How you doing?
Doing great, Chuck.
Hey, I hope you had a good weekend. The guy from West Deptford. I don't like to mention names or attack callers, but the nonsense about Harper not being clutch.
It was just nonsense. That's why I was enough. We're not doing this.
Just buzz him from now on.
We gave him a shot. His call will probably not get taken for a while again.
Not again. Yeah, I'll have to put the world news on if I hear it again. Anyway, here's Harper postseason. Okay, one clutch, hook post, 280, a go slow, 600 slug, 1,000 OPS.
That's pretty good.
16 home runs and only 215 at bats.
Wow.
That projects to 50 home runs postseason. There you go, Andy. Here's for not clutch, buddy. As far as Arizona goes, let's not forget they came to town and we beat them 16-2 in two of the games here, and another one was a one-run loss. You don't think at the end of a West Coast trip?
No, that's
Arizona's
a good point.
Arizona's hot team, light and weight.
No, and the West Coast trip, like, I just didn't want to use it as the excuse because I think we're past that with the way this team has played and stuff. But, yes, like,
you can't give up 93 runs in two games.
No, it's not an excuse. I'm saying, but, yes, it is. Is it part of the reason they look so bad at the end because it was the end of a West Coast trip? Maybe, but it's just not a good – it's just not an excuse I can go with right now. But I'm sure it factored it.
It felt like the degree of quit was surprising to me. That 25 runs, I didn't think our team, our Phillies, had that degree of like non-fight. Like they just really phoned it in, and I was shocked that it's gotten this far from where we once were. Just what felt like a month ago.
Yeah, it's a concern, no doubt about it. I wouldn't change the overall tapestry, but definitely a concern. Far Schwarber up top. 458 in the month of August on base percentage.
Is
I think
good?
I'll keep him up here as my leadoff batter. Yeah, he can stay there.
That's good.
I mean, when you look at the schedule, last point, and if you do want to draw a parallel to the Eagles, it's not identical, but the Phillies are not going to play 700 baseball. When I called the station June something early, I got vilified for saying, let's see what happens when the schedule pivots and it's all good teams for the next 2 months. Everybody calls, God doesn't believe the Phillies can be good. I wasn't saying that. I was simply saying the first 60 games had one tough series. You know, we played the Brewers at home and we swept them. But before that, we played nobody really good. The Rangers were, you know,
no,
the Rangers
Chuck, you're right.
Players.
This has been been a brutal stretch. And the rest of August is still tough after this Marlins-Nats series. So.
Yeah, then the Eagles hit the Chiefs, Bills, 49ers, Cowboys, Seattle, and you kind of saw it coming. You know, and now we went out in this tough schedule. We'll be fine. We're going to win the division, and I'll tell you, you give me Wheeler and Nola at home field, I'll take that all day long.
Yeah, I'm with you, Chuck. I'm not freaking out, but I would like to see them play some better baseball. Chuck, you got a who or what exceed expectations?
I did. In the playoff, the Super Bowl, Brady's comeback against Atlanta when they was down a million points and. Had four straight touchdowns.
So it's a great answer, but that's not kind of like, that's not like, you know.
Exceeding expectations.
Yeah, like Tom Brady is a six-round pick, exceeded expectations. Yeah.
On a pass-fail, that would be a fail.
Okay. Love it, Chuck. Great call. You just took the F. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, nothing wrong with that.
He conceded.
Yeah. I mean, it is amazing. 28-3 is stunning that happened, but not a exceeding expectations answer in the
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.